An unusually meticulous friend of mine asked me the other day if he had to pay taxes on 2 first-class mileage award tickets he and his wife were going to use to fly to Paris. I didn't know the answer offhand. With today's Travel Minute from RM World Travel, I'm Rudy Maxa. I've used a lot of award tickets in my life, and I began to worry I'd shirked my duty as a taxpayer for decades. But good news. You don't have to pay taxes on frequent flyer miles or tickets. The IRS reportedly decided it was simply too difficult to track and value miles or hotel points. And because we usually spend money to buy airline tickets or use money to pay for hotel stays, the perks of miles or hotel nights are simply something you get along with your purchase. But what about those credit card offers that can give you as much as 100,000 miles or points if you sign up for a card and spend a certain amount of money in a certain amount of time? Those aren't taxable either. But if you do win a free trip as a bonus commission due to your work or as a prize, you are obligated to pay the fair market value of that trip, according to D.C. tax attorney Mark Pastronk. It's sort of like buying a winning lottery ticket. The guy from the IRS wants his share. Travel info at rmworldtravel.com.